I'm joined by club captain Julian Seals after this afternoon's 1-0 loss at Dulwich. Julian, we got beat 1-0 today, but that doesn't tell the whole story, does it?
No, I thought we made considerable strides forward today. I think that we matched them, and I think that if they're the best team in the league at the moment, then we are making strides forward and we're narrowing that gap. But I still believe that we tend to play at the tempo and the standard of the opposition that we play against. So Corinthian Casuals, we were absolutely woeful. And today against a better side, we really dominated the game, and I really thought that we were a bit unlucky. We had a couple of clear-cut chances, but I look back and I think, did Luke make that many saves? No, not really. So there's still, as Stuart was saying, you know, there's four or five new faces in and around the squad, and this constant change, but everybody who's come in is really improving us and taking us forward. So I thought there's some big pluses.
I totally agree with you. I thought we were unlucky today, but sides that are going to win promotions, they grind out results on days like today.
And I thought that was absolutely what we did last year. You know, we had that never say die attitude. We matched teams. We came away with the odd 1-0 that was scrappy, it looked messy. And again, it's such a fine line between this year with different players, admittedly, but this year and what we were like last year, where maybe we had that little bit extra, that chance to do something slightly different that would win you the game. I remember last year here, Martin Lee, 30-yard screamer, 1-1, walked off, felt really great. But today, despite losing, the changing room was pretty upbeat afterwards, and very much for the reasons that, look, we are now competitive. We have to maintain that. And more than being competitive, we actually need to start beating these sort of sides.
Gary Jewett joined us during the week. He looks a useful addition to the squad. I thought he had a good game today.
Yeah, it's always hard on your debut. It tends to go one way or the other, really. You either have a great game and impress everybody, or you go a bit shy and a bit nervous. But again, Gary's been playing a higher standard, so it's nice that we're able to now attract players from a higher standard, rather than maybe picking up players who've been in the Ryman League, playing at opposition clubs and things like that. So I agree with you. I thought he looked good. He doesn't have the trickery of Lodgie, but I think he put in as many crosses as Dean has over the last couple of weeks, and good searching balls as well. And I think as that understanding with Reedy Adolf or Dave Leeworthy starts to take effect and they play with each other more and more, I think that you'll suddenly see that's quite a fruitful partnership.
I was going to ask you about Dave Leeworthy, actually. He came on for the last 10 minutes or so. He looked still useful, good touches. He never really did have the pace, if we're honest, but
right.
You don't necessarily need that as a centre-forward, do you?
Dave's just got nous written all over him, and it's funny because he's been struggling with an ankle injury. None of us, and I hold my hand up, really knew what he was like. Obviously, fans adore him, and for good reason as well, but today I thought he came on, he just looked absolutely class. He gave us that little bit extra. He could end up being a cameo throughout the season, and I think he's, you know, is realistic about that. But like you said, I thought, I can see why, you know, people are saying it's 7 years since he was doing the business in the conference and doing that, but the club's changed a lot in 7 years. It's gone down several layers in the non-league ladder, and if he can bring something to us, not only from, you know, the one-to-ones he's having with players, his coaching of Reedy and Adolf and things like that, then I think he's going to be a big asset. And if he can come on and do that, I thought he was really unlucky not to score today.
There's been a few players left recently, bit of a revolving door at the club at the moment, and at the end of today some of the fans were singing, you know, Macca out, directed towards the manager. How does that affect the players? Are you still fully behind the manager?
Yeah, we are. It's one of those strange things. I was only saying this to somebody in the bar. If Stuart goes, or if the pressure's enough that Stuart will walk, then I don't... It's funny. It goes one of two ways. You either bring somebody in who brings his own players in, and then that revolving door that you're talking about just goes to excess. And realistically, is that the right policy? Or you end up bringing in somebody who kind of wants to work with the players at the moment, and we've just got a training ground. We are moving in the right direction. Again, I have to say, I'm a realist. Monday was awful, and it was one of the most embarrassing and sort of humiliating moments that I've been involved in football for the last 3 or 4 years. And you know, all we can do is, all week we've said, we cannot go back to that sort of standard. You know, that was a real low ebb. Now we can start building on today's performance and taking it forward, then that's all good and well. But to answer your question, yes, we are all behind Stuart. You know, we realise as players, and I think you have to be realistic about that, that there are a lot of individuals who have got good ability at the club, who may not still be here, but have got a real chip on the shoulder thinking that football owes them something. You can't coach that. You can coach somebody to be playing a structure in a formation. You can coach ability, technique. You can coach anything you like, but you can't coach desire. And you can't coach that kind of thing that comes from within. And I think that's the thing that Stuart struggled with. And you know, he is one of the best coaches. We saw it last year when he was working under Ian. He's now in the top job. The coaching sessions that he puts on are excellent. So I thought it was a bit of a shame, and everybody's entitled to their opinion, and I totally agree with that. But I thought it was a bit of a shame that today, on the back of the performance today, where we were unlucky, that there was that reaction, because I'm for one, I just don't see the point in the change. I don't think it's where the club really want to go. You end up getting a reputation for, if things aren't going well, then you sack. And I don't think that's a reputation that this club has at the moment. And I don't think it's necessarily a reputation that the club wants, because it is a fantastic club, it's a friendly club, and if we can continue taking the strides forward, then we'll have a good Christmas. We are on the outskirts, admittedly, but we are a good run away from really moving up that league, because everybody beats everybody in this league, so you just need that one good run. Saw it last year and we were a lot further behind. I know we started it earlier, I think it was November the 5th at Lymington, but we were a lot further behind. We're in mid-table. We probably deserve to be in mid-table at the moment. But with Gary coming in, Jamie Jarvis, again, is a big addition, and I enjoy playing with him, and we kind of complement each other, playing with each other. We're getting that understanding, and there isn't a quick fix to it, but we are making strides. So, yes, I think that everybody's behind Stuart. We're all pulling in the same direction. We realised Monday wasn't good enough, or perhaps the last couple of games have been good enough. But it's just one of those things where we need to turn these draws into wins, because we haven't lost that many games this year. We just keep drawing this, and we've been a bit unlucky, and today again we're a bit unlucky, but it's got to change sometime, and I don't think you necessarily need to sack a manager to try and change your fortunes.
You mentioned Jamie Jarvis in there. You obviously feel your relationship is developing on the pitch. How different is he to play with as opposed to someone like Richard Taylor?
Very different, and bring different assets. I think when Richard's fit again, it gives Stuart the option of going to a three in certain games, because I'm quite comfortable playing between the two of them. But you know exactly what you're going to get when you see what he's like, and you know the kind of qualities that he's going to bring to you. And we've kind of flitted around this year with luxury players here and there that are going to maybe do a little something different once a game. Jamie's just a defender through and through, and it's nice because people are kind of know what he's going to be like, what he's going to do with it. They're not going to expect him to do drag backs and quarter turns or whatever. And again, you build a pattern in that people know where it's going. Even if he just, you know, tries to turn people all day, really an Adolf will start to read that, then they'll start to put pressure on, they'll start to gamble on it a bit more. And I think Jamie, I mean, he wasn't fit when he came, but he is getting stronger week on week, same as Craig Lewington. Again, been without games, that's why he's playing for us, but he's looking fitter and sharper. And actually I thought he pretty much played excellently in the first half and almost ran the game. He was dictating our tempo, he was coming short, and the thing about Craig is he's got a good enough brain to know when to play and perhaps when to just kind of, you know, try and turn the ball in the corner or try and turn them in the channels. So again, the fabric of the side has changed. It has. There is that that kind of accusation of a revolving door, but everybody who's coming in is bringing something new to the side, and undeniably it's going to take a little bit of time to get that all together and get that understanding.
Looking ahead to next week, we're playing Molesey. I think Maz has signed for Molesey this week. They've got James Rose and Phil Ruggles up front. That's quite an attacking thing you've got to deal with, particularly yourself playing at the back. How do you think you're going to cope with that?
I think we've changed a lot since James was here. James was the focal point of the club last season. His goals were the difference between potentially what we're like this year and what we were like last year. He scored a lot of crucial goals at crucial times. It'll be interesting to play against him, because I played against him at Fleet. He was a real handful. But I do look at it and I think, well, these are players that we released. Again, James, all the ability in the world, but just wasn't interested when he was here, and that's a shame. Chuck Martini, Maz, you know, these players are all good players on their day. Well, next week, if you can't, for the players that are here, if you can't get up for that game against the old boys or against the Kingstonian reserves, as we like to call them, then you never are. So I think we've changed. We've got a bit more steel, a bit more determination in this. It's never an easy game against Molesey. They do look as if they're a good attacking outfit on paper, but let's see what they've got next week. Bring it on.